Welcome to the Ladle of Inspiration. It's Parshas Vayakel edition. And we're here in the almost unnecessary soup, except for it tastes really good, except for the weather was cooperative or uncooperative. I don't know which one you want to take it at. It's cooperative in that it's pretty springtime weather, but not great for a soup, so it's uncooperative. So it's not conducive for soup, but we'll eat it anyway. It's more conducive for us to give you bagels, but we made the soup for 2 hours, so you're going to eat it, and that's it. Parshas Vayakel, is interesting because we've been in this Mishkan, like, this Mishkan vibe for, like, the last, you know, five Parshiot. And at the same time, you know, some people have not tuned in at all, and some people have totally tuned out, and some people say, you know, it's all one clump of Mishkan Parshiot, and, you know, what's the point of having any distinction? Well, to sort of quote friends, this is the one where they put it together and take it apart, right? So the one where they put it together and take it apart. Parshat Vayakel talks about the assembly and disassembly of the Mishkan. Now, this is a fantastic concept because we don't always, like, think about it so much, but it's the powerful concept which lies behind Stirata Mishkan, taking apart the Mishkan, is that normally when you have a venture, you think that you're only moving forward. You think that any venture is only measured by the amount of its successes. But taking down a Mishkan, the Mishkan stays the Mishkan even though it's been taken apart. Whereas the Beis HaMikdash, there are two modalities, Banoi or Charuv, built or destroyed. If there's a built Beit HaMikdash, then it's a Beit HaMikdash. And if it's not, well, then it's destroyed and it's not there anymore. The Mishkan, part of, as it were, the charm of the Mishkan, is that it could be put up and taken down and transported to any other place. Normally, we think of our goals as, you know, only one-directional, unidirectional. Either I've succeeded or I've failed. What the Mishkan tells us is that our margin of completion, perfection, success is not just either on or off. That even when the Mishkan is down, it's still a Mishkan. Once we've put the pieces together, it can go up, it can go down. It's never charuv. It's never destroyed. It's either up or it's down. This is a tremendous lesson for us. Because when we think that we're only successful, we're only worthwhile when everything goes right. Only when things go right, that's when we're considered successful. The Mishkan teaches us differently. The Mishkan says you still arrive at your goal even when the Mishkan is down. Even when the Mishkan has fallen down, it's been sacked by a bunch of plishtim, right? It's been sacked by somebody, it's been knocked down. We can put it back together. We put it back up. The Mishkan is the Mishkan, whether it's up or it's down. And that means you or I are you or I, whether we're up or we're down. Whether we're having a good day, whether we're having a bad day. Whether we're in the mode where things are going right, or we're in the mode where things are going wrong. We're still on target. We're still going who we have to be. It might just be taking a little bit longer. But when we believe in the power of process, and that's what the other half of this week's doubleheader is all about, is Parshat Shkalim. Parshat Shkalim is wild because we don't consider it because it's something that people do when they gave us, like, sheets when we came home from school. Oh, it's Parshat Shkalim, and everybody should know it's Parshat Shkalim. Some people make special cakes or kugels because it's Parshat Shkalim. Ma big deal, as they say in Hebrew. That's how they actually say it. Ma big deal. Ma big deal. Ma big deal. What's the big deal of it? Well, what's interesting about Parshat Shkalim, and really the three parshiot that follow it, are you take out a Sefer Torah. Now, for those people who don't understand the choreography of the Beit Knesset, the choreography of the shul, so you say, again, ma big deal. So big deal, they take out another Sefer. No, one does not merely take out a Sefer Torah just because you feel like it. Right? One does not merely take out a sefer just because, we need another sefer. Anytime you take out a sefer, right? Anytime you take out a sefer Torah out of the Heichal, something new is being taught. Like, we just think about it in terms of, we have a holy scroll. But the truth is that having a holy scroll and taking a holy scroll out and learning from it, somebody gets up, they make a bracha. They make two brachot, right? What do I need to make? Two brachot. We all made these brachot before when we got up in the morning. We're making a new bracha because the person is being honored with the unique limud haTorah, the unique lesson for the entire community. If I'm taking a scroll out of the ark, that means I have something new to teach you this week. We take one scroll out. When we're doing laning is not a ritual, it's not a ceremony. It's an act of communal learning. It's an act where we all listen. Back in the old day, they used to have a translator stand up and tell you what was just said because nobody had English Hebrew Chumashim or necessarily understood Hebrew. So somebody would get up and explain it into the lingua franca, whatever everybody spoke. It was an act of group learning. So we take out a sefer, we read about Shkalim, one of the big messages behind it is as follows. It's a half a shekel coin. Everybody gave a half a shekel. It's like me going around asking everybody for a half a dollar. And everyone, give me a half a dollar. And they're like, what's the big deal, a half a dollar? I mean, if you get two or three of them, you can go and get a soda, maybe some M&Ms out of the vending machine, which we shouldn't poo-poo. That's very important. But at the same time, what is a half? What is a half a shekel? Half a shekel is a beginning. It's a new start. When you only measure results and you don't measure process, a start is worth nothing. When you measure process, a start is worth everything. So here we have in this week's parsha, number one, Mishkan goes up and comes down. The one where they take it apart and put it back together. That's letter A. And letter B, it's also the one where we learn that starting is a thing, that a beginning is a thing. When we believe in process, failures are also along the process. And small beginnings count too. And that is worth at least one, maybe two ladles of inspiration.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Exactly.